When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our day before the 4th of July edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Great day to do it because it's Vet Sunday. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And oh man, how many weeks in a row do we need to do reality radio? Because last week, if you were here, of course, you know that we had no phones or computers for the first 27 minutes of the show. And of course, it was Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friend Sunday based on phone call interviews. But we got it together. We had to get the engineer out of bed, but we pulled it together. Well, this morning I walk in, and Gary has changed. Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill's not here, but in his place, in very competent hands, although he should be in bed. Mike is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. And I am awake now, but I must admit, I'm not a morning person. In fact, I worked late into the evening last night, but Gary's
sweetheart, put that hand over here and let's shake. Okay. I'm not a morning person either. Right.
That was an official shake.
Yeah, yeah.
It's official now.
All right, so now you know, folks, there are two people here responsible for this show that don't do mornings.
That's right.
Now, the saving grace is that across the glass in the other room, that would be Animal World's call screener, Scotty Robertson, is here. Good morning, Scotty. Whoop, wait a minute. Mike's got to turn you on. Are you there now? No, he's still not there.
Morning.
Hey, there we go. Now, the good news is that Scotty is a morning person.
Thank goodness.
However, he doesn't know how to do what you and I do. So, but he could wake us up if we thought.
Anyway. We're counting on you, Scotty. You got to help us out here.
Not a problem.
So here's the deal. I walk in and totally surprised to see Mike rather than Gary. Now, if you're a regular and are here all the time, you know that occasionally Mike does fill in for Gary, but usually it's like the last hour of the show or the last few minutes where Gary has to run off to do his, you know, sports thing.
Right, and usually I'm not working till midnight, 1 o'clock.
Night before. you were doing a live show last night until midnight. You said
that's correct.
And then of course you can't just zip out of here. You got stuff to do before you go and all of that.
Gotta wrap it up.
And then you are not a morning person, and
no.
You had to be back here at 8 a.m.
Yeah, huh? it was a long
oh,
nap.
Oh, honey, I feel for you.
But the truth is I'm starting to wake up now. I've had some tea and I've got a little yogurt going on. So
cool.
I think I'm feeling pretty good actually.
All right, excellent. And what you need to know is that we lovingly call this the fastest 3 hours in radio.
Great.
So, you know, it should be over before you know.
Let's rock, as they say.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently this didn't happen. This didn't all come down until 10 o'clock last night. Because, of course, it's my show. I am the host of the show. One would think, you know, wouldn't one think that I would be the first one to know, or at least I would be in the chain of communication and I would know.
I'm going to stay out of that one.
So, yeah, right. But anyway, so what happened last night?
Well, I work Saturday evenings and got a call from Gary and he goes, can you fill in for me? And normally, it's no problem. But
so you don't always do live shows up until midnight on Saturday night?
No, I do now. But I was under the impression, as you said earlier, that can you come in and, you know, spot me an hour or two? Sure, no problem. He goes, no, I'm really talking about the whole show. And he's like, oh, you mean like I need to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning? And I'm doing it quickly in my head. I'm doing reverse
math. How many
hours
can
you
sleep?
What time do I have to leave my house? What time do I have to get up? What time am I going to get home? And it's like,
now,
sure,
now, are you like me? Because when I like have to get up way earlier than I usually do, I don't ever really go to sleep the night before because I'm concerned I won't wake up. Does that kind of happen for you too?
Absolutely.
So you basically have had not a lot of sleep at all.
You nod off, you look at the clock. One of my greatest fears in life is oversleeping for something I need to do in the morning. Because seriously, I am not a morning person.
No, I know.
To get up
my
before 9 o'clock.
11, you know.
That's tough. It's hard. And I can only empathize with those folks who are night people that have to get up to an alarm clock. One of the advantages of working at night, at least for me, is that in the normal run, I go to sleep when I want to, and more importantly, I get up when I want to. Usually get up at the same time, but still,
if I
want another half an hour, and the beauty is no alarm clock. The exception being this morning.
Right.
But I hate alarm clocks.
Well, I don't hate them. I just do exactly the same thing that you do. I know I've been doing my schedule long enough that I totally relate because, you know, on Saturday night, because of radio, and that's my whole thing, is the scariest thing would be oversleeping and not getting up
for
Sunday morning. And, you know, because I love to do this, and I've learned to be a morning person one day a week on as best as one could do. But I set 2 alarms, okay? Just in case. I have, you know, my radio that turns on, and then I have a backup alarm clock. So just in case, I set 2.
My backup plan this morning was if Gary didn't hear from me by 8 o'clock,
he was to
call, which he did. I was here, thank God, but you always have to have these contingency plans.
Well, yeah. So, well, and I guess everybody at home and everybody listening has gotten used to this being reality radio. And would it be reality radio if something didn't happen?
Hey, that's live radio, and there are you know, only a couple certainties in life with live radio, and that's the time the program starts and the time the program ends, and everything else in between is a dance. That's why we like it. It's a real adrenaline rush.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Scotty will attest to that last week because, like I said, we didn't have phone lines and computers for the first 27 minutes of the show. And usually I have, you know, Gary, now Mike, to chit-chat with, and Scotty and all that, but they were busy trying to figure out what the heck is going on and try to fix things. So all of a sudden, just everybody was gone, and I was here by myself. But the good news is that there's one thing I know how to do. That's talk. And just, you know,
which is
give
nice.
Give me a mic, and
we can attest to that.
Yeah, I'm good. And Scotty told me after the show when Gary was under the, you know, on the floor crawling around trying to figure things out, and he's, listen to her. She's just going right away. And Gary just said, oh, yeah, that's what she does. You know, and on he goes. But anyway, so there we go. Now, the really critical thing, though, is that next week, this cannot happen. Because next week is a huge deal.
Big day.
We are going to be broadcasting live from the pet event of the year. It is the largest pet expo in the country. And they do this all over the place. It's the first time they've come to our area. And it is America's Family Pet Expo. It's going on next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And it is huge. You know, usually when there's like an event besides the Puyallup Fair at the Puyallup Fairgrounds, they're a part of the fairgrounds. You know,
right.
Not the whole thing. This is the whole shebang. This pet expo is going to be like the Puyallup Fair, except for all about animals. And
what a great venue to actually do a remote. Remotes are a lot of fun to do in the first place, at least from a production or a technical standpoint. But
now,
it's great to get out with the brand and the fans and the listeners. Great opportunity to put faces with the names and to really connect with your listeners.
Yeah, now that's a wonderful concept, and I do love that. Okay, but let's remember who you're speaking to. A comrade of not a morning person. And, you know, I live in Monroe. The Puyallup Fairgrounds are in Puyallup.
You have a job.
Okay, and we have to be there. Well, like, the gates don't open for all you folks. If you're going to come down and join us, the gates open at 10 a.m. So we will actually be broadcasting an hour by our little lonesomes down there while, getting ready for the event to open. So you can be there. You can be listening. You can be driving down there during the 9 o'clock hour, listening to what's going on, and be there at 10 a.m. And then come on in and listen to the show, and we'll have open mic, so I'll be answering, behavior training and healing questions if you have them. We'll be interviewing everybody that's there, and we'll be having a great time. However, they're going to be meeting us at 7:30 in the morning.
I have a suggestion. Get a place to stay down in Puyallup. Seriously.
Well, I can't. That would work, except I have animals that need to be taken care of and all of that sort of thing. So the bottom line is that I'll probably be running on adrenaline and caffeine next Sunday morning. And I'll be more like you in that, because I always say, I'm going to go to bed early.
Best of plans.
And then, of course, since it'll be extra early, never mind.
Martha, I will be with you in spirit.
Yeah.
Only.
All right, and everybody out there in Radio Land, I need you to be there to keep me awake and motivated and all that. So plan to be there at 10 a.m., the America's Family Pet Expo at the Puyallup Fairgrounds next Sunday. So anyway, because, remotes can be a little flaky, and there's all kinds of setup, Gary really needs to be here in the studio. We need somebody that's very familiar with the show. And also, in case we aren't quite ready to go at 9 a.m., he's got to be ready to make an announcement and fire a rerun for a little while. So just an FYI, if you tune in next Sunday and you hear a little bit of something weird going on or a rerun starting, stay with us, because it'll only be until we get going.
Till we get it together.
But we got Buck, our best
right
engineer. Buck will be with us, and Buck's, we love Buck, because if there's any way to work out the glitches, Buck is the guy to do it, and he will be engineering for us on site, and we will just send out the vibes that everything's going to just go very smoothly and be wonderful. And like Mike said, we will just totally be able to get into enjoying being live, real people, real stuff going on.
Feed off the energy. It's all good. All good.
Okay, so now, the next thing that happened after we got all the details worked out this morning, and I realized when Gary wasn't here and Mike was, and we made sure that Mike knows everything, then Mike says a little bit about, we had a little glitch with the phones last night. Well, the phone just rang, so let's hope that they are working. And so keep your fingers crossed on that. Now, today is Vet Sunday. We will have, sometime later this hour, Dr. Mike Saluski will join us. He's one of my favorite vets, and he is holistic. He specializes in Chinese medicine and herbs, acupuncture, chiropractic, sports medicine, all kinds of stuff. He will be with us, and we will be taking your phone calls so Dr. Mike can answer your animal medical care questions. However, he had to chauffeur one of his boys somewhere this morning. So he's going to be calling us when he gets back and settled. And I expect that we'll add him to the show here sometime in the second half hour of today's show. And, of course, tomorrow is 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, Mike. And
thank you.
Anyway, we of course, we'll be talking a bit about how to keep your animal friends safe and calm during the 4th of July. We will run my 4th of July tips at 10 o'clock. And I've got an email from Mary Getton, one of our local fabulous animal communicators, and she sent out some really wonderful information about helping your animals on the 4th of July. I'm going to read you that. Because it talks about some supplements, I'm going to hold off on that until we have Dr. Mike with us, because I want him to be able to chime in on all of that. I've got some follow-up. I've got some animals in the news. I told you, tip, 4th of July, how to deal with loud noises and fears with your animal friends at 10. And then current events around 10:50 or so in the second hour, as usual. And, of course, we will follow up with, we'll have a Willa and Dee report. And any of you following us, of course, we've been following our friends and guests on Animal World. Willa and Dee, the little ladies in the high desert of Arizona in the fire zone. We've been fundraising for them and all the other people up there with animals because they do animal rescue to get them evacuated, to get them settled, to help all the animals that are displaced from the fire. The good news is they, you know, they did get out last week. You know that they've been in the valley at an animal rescue, and the temperature is only like 103, and they're doing okay. They both still have borderline pneumonia from all the smoke. But what I did find out, because I just spoke to them for the first time yesterday, and they have been. Their property was spared. The fire did not burn their property on the high desert. The authorities were able to stop the fire 15 miles away from their place. And they have been told by the powers that be that the evacuation notice has been rescinded and they can go back to the high desert now. So now, you know, we got them off the hill and all moved. Now we got to get them back. And so we will be having a live update from Willa and Dee sometime during today's show. They will call in, and when they do, if it's appropriate, we will interrupt or arrange the right time. But we will get a live report from Willa and Dee to find out what's going on. And by the way, I have them scheduled for the third Sunday of this month. Yes, July 17th. Willa and Dee will be spending... Oh, well, as a matter of fact, yeah, why don't we just do this? Mike, we've got Dee is on the line, and so let's go right to a Dee and Willa report. Oh, Mike is, it's not working. There we go. Good morning, Dee.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, listen, we're on the edge of chaos around here. I thought maybe we would have a momentary lull.
Yeah.
We were up till 2 o'clock trying to find a way to contain Cinnamon because she hit the thunderstorm, scared her, and she jumped out of her kennel.
Oh, that's what I forgot to tell everybody, is that this is what monsoon season in this area, and so this is the first beginning of the monsoons. The clouds have moved in, but you told me yesterday you got like 3 drops of rain and a bunch of thunder. And is that still continuing?
No, it comes in the afternoon. So right now it's just really hot and still and like 95 degrees. So Cinnamon had never, she was born in December. She's huge, but she's only 5 months old. So she's never experienced this before.
Mm-hmm.
And she freaked out and managed to climb out of her kennel. So we went and got some wire and wired the horse trailer to keep her and Goldie in there. Mm. And anyway, this morning we were awakened at 5 o'clock with a phone call saying that the well is out and there's no water. And we've got, close to 30 head of horses and over 20 dogs here. So we're
This is the rescue in the valley, right? Their well has gone out.
We're not in the valley. This is not the valley. Actually, the valley, being the Phoenix area, is about 118, 119 degrees as of yesterday. We're only 103 here, which is very hot for this town. But this is Payson. Anyway, the water's out, so we're all scrambling around trying to figure out what's wrong with the well. And Willa has lots of ranch background to look at the alternatives and assess what's going on, but we're waiting to hear from the well repair guy and talking to the neighbor to see if we can, you know, schlep some water from over there for a while. We had just a quiet lull here, and I thought, okay, I'll just call and check in, see what might be a good time to chat with you.
Well, it's good to chat with you now. Dr. Mike is not with us yet because we thought you might have some veterinary questions for him with all the animals and so forth. And so if you want to check back with us, you know, after 11 o'clock sometime, that would be...
Yes, I'm hoping by then we'll at least have a handle on this and we can get somewhere in some air conditioning and take a break. So
that would be great. We're hoping that the monsoons, it's kind of a mixed bag, though, because if you get some rain out of these clouds, that could put the fires out.
Yes.
But then the other concern is, with all that burned out area, if there's too much rain, you're going to get flooding. So
yes,
it's
really
kind of like you guys
expecting flooding.
Talk about being between a rock and a hard place down there. So, folks, if you're listening, we are still fundraising like crazy because we need money for these gals down there, you know, to repair wells. And of course, we got to get everything repaired so you can move back up to the high desert because they've rescinded the evacuation orders and said that it's okay for you guys to go back.
Yeah,
but
there's still a third angle to that situation also, which is the water will put out fires, but then we'll end up with floods. But if if we don't get water and what we get is dry lightning instead, then we're in
that starts more fires.
Jeez. Yeah.
So all of you
kind of suspended animation here at the moment.
Yeah, and everybody listening, you need to know this drama is not anywhere as close to over, and so we still need your help. And I'll tell you as soon as we let Dee go, I'll tell you how you can donate to the cause, because you did tell me, Dee, because you guys piled in at another rescue.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a ton of animals displaced from the fire. And you said they've reached capacity there.
Yes, we are here for sure. And the other thing is that our neighbor that stayed up there, she was a little further away, and she decided to stay, was housing animals that came out of the area that actually got burned. So she's now got 48 heads of Arabs and 15 horses from another rescue, and they can't go back because their places are gone. So every day she's struggling to get feed for those animals.
Okay, now what you need to know, folks, is the woman she's talking about is taking care of almost 60 head of horses that were burned out of their location. This woman lives on a wing and a prayer to begin with, and she's 75 years old.
Yeah,
we need to help her and these horses, because she can't, you know, she thought she's taking them in temporarily, getting them out of the fire zone, but the places they lived were burned out. So there's nowhere for them to go. And we've got our 75-year-old little lady taking care of all these horses and no money to feed them. We need to help. So I will tell you how you can help. And I'm going to tell you about our wonderful listeners that have already sent checks to help, and we really appreciate that. But anyway, Dee, I'll let you go so you guys can see if you can get that well repaired and get everything finished so you can check back with us in 11 o'clock hour, and we'll talk more at that time. Does that work?
That's great, Martha. Thanks a lot. We sure appreciate the help.
All right. Thanks, Dee. We'll talk to you a little later in the show.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, Mike, if you'd have heard the whole story about what these women have been through, and, you know, because they live, they're up in the high desert of Arizona, which is pretty much where everybody goes that society forgets about and doesn't care about. They can't afford to be closer to the cities. They go up there pretty much living without power and water. They all do animal rescue, and they had to evacuate or not, and they're taking in other people's animals that were burned out, and...
When you're living remotely, Mother Nature is in charge.
Uh-huh.
You have to respect respect Mom in this case. And unfortunately, natural disasters occur. And in years past, they happened all the time, but they were never reported. We live in a different age now where at least we hear about it. And the good news is we can help.
You know,
so
but the problem
really
is,
neat.
You know, at least what I see as the problem, and you can look at this at like Katrina, the Haiti earthquakes, the Japan nuclear disaster, those kind of things. And we hear about them, and our hearts open, and we do something for about 5 minutes.
Well, that's
And then everybody, it's no longer in the news, and we all forget about it, and there's still, you know, disaster there.
Yeah, that's the downside of our communication structure, is that we're definitely on a 24-hour news cycle, so...
Mm-hmm.
When it's hot, it's hot, but then something else comes along, and like you say, we turn our attention elsewhere, or we simply just forget.
Right, and that's why I promised Willa and Dee and all of the animals in the Arizona fire zone that we would not forget them. So we're doing this every week until everybody's okay, and we're going to keep it up and keep pounding, and I want to put out special thank yous to... let's see. One of our Animal World listeners, Barbara Tubbs, sent a wonderful check to the cause, and I'll tell you all how to do that in just a moment. And then last week, as promised, now this is Marilyn Hendrickson, who is with Meow Cat Rescue, and she heard the story on the air last year, last week, and she sent a wonderful check, and she's saving all the cats, but she wanted to help out in the fire zone, so thank you, Marilyn. And then one of our faithful listeners, and who always steps up for a cause, Diane Thompson on Bainbridge, she sent a nice check and thanked us for the work that we're doing. And her PPS was, my favorite guests are Helen and Bill Thayer. That's our venture travelers, and they were on just a couple weeks ago, and Dr. Al Pluckner for Vet Sunday. I agree with you, Diane, and I know a lot of our listeners do, but unfortunately with this economy, Dr. Al had to start working on Sundays, and he's still working on Sunday. And I check it with him periodically, can you get Sunday morning off? And it's like, no. So whenever he can get a Sunday morning off, he'll join us again for a Vet Sunday, but... So I totally, but anyway, thank you all so much for sending those checks. And any of you can donate to this rescue fund and by going to a local Chase Bank branch. There is a relief fund set up. So you can go to any Chase Bank and donate. You just need to know the name of the account and the original bank. And so it is the Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund. And it's the home bank is Oklahoma, because that's where Dee's sister live. Oklahoma and Oklahoma Chase Bank and the Willa D, and that's WILLADEE, Willa D Wildfire Relief Fund. And if you can't write that down, don't worry about it. Go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. It's the first listing, and it tells you how to do that. And then if you don't have a Chase Bank around or you don't want to go to the bank, just write out a check to the Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund. Send it to me. I'll take it to the bank. That's how come I know about these three women that have donated, because they sent it to me. And you send it to care of Martha Norwalk, 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, 98272. And all of that's on my website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. We'll update it again in the third hour on that when we hear back from Will and Dee and find out what's going on. So, let's see. Where are we now? Hey, how about let's get to some animals in the news. Let's see. I think I just I'll do a little follow up here. And this I held this off from last week, but I do want to mention it. It a really nice picture on the Northwest Saturday section of the Seattle Times, and it's a picture of one of the bamboo, one of the elephants at Woodland Park Zoo, and it says treat for two at the zoo, and the it is a zoo visitor that's feeding bamboo to bamboo. Elephants eat bamboo. And if you go to the zoo, you can pay $5 between 1:30 and 2:30 to feed the elephants. And I just want to go on record and saying I wouldn't do this because I don't want to support the zoo and the cruelty to these elephants. I'm sorry. These elephants do not have enough space. They spend 17 hours a day for like 7 months of the year in a little cubicle because of the temperature, and they only have less than an acre when they're out, and elephants have to walk and walk and walk and walk. And the wonderful sanctuary in Tennessee has offered to transport these elephants to their sanctuary to let them live the rest of their lives at a wonderful 2,000 acres and all of that. And I personally believe that's where the elephants belong, so I choose not to support the zoo on that level. Huh. Another not-so-happy thing. It's also out of the Seattle Times. Remember, I've been reporting on our first wolf pack in Washington in Twist, the Okanagan County. Remember, we had the poachers that have now been arrested and charged with killing a lot of these wolves. And unfortunately, when they were caught, it was in March 09. Well, the charges didn't come down until last month. And now, unfortunately, what seems to be the case is that because it took so long for the authorities to get it together to charge these people, it looks like more poaching continued, and pretty much this whole pack has been wiped out. Really, really sad. I'm going to save that for when we do our next Robin and Martha Sunday and we talk to the animals and find out what's going on with them, and we'll check in and see. Now, I do have something to balance that in the good news, which is nice. And, oh, here's, this is interesting. New Seattle law cracks down on dangerous dogs. Seattle officials will be able to destroy or banish dangerous dogs more easily after the city council toughened an animal law Monday by lowering the severity of injuries required to invoke enforcement. Now, this is real interesting. Up until the city council acted on this, the definition of a dangerous dog in Seattle was pretty tough to meet, because it was defined as death, broken bones, or disfiguring lacerations requiring multiple sutures or cosmetic surgery. And, like, there was a case where a dog attacked and bit three people in Madison Park, and the Seattle Animal Control couldn't do anything about it because it didn't do that kind of damage. So anyway, they've changed the wording now so that if the Seattle Animal Control deems it necessary, they can label them as dangerous and either say they have to be euthanized or leave the county. So just a heads up, if you've got a dog that has some temperament or behavior problems, you might want to call Aunt Martha or a behaviorist like me and get some help for your dog.
Seems like a pretty good idea to me.
Yeah, yeah. So at least they have the option if they need it. And, oh, this is a good one to leave us with before really? Dog's DNA to reveal who failed to scoop.
I heard
Did
about that.
Did you hear about
that? I read about that, yes, yes.
24 apartment complexes and a testing company in Tennessee have brought the art of canine detection into the CSI age. They're using canine DNA to find out what people are not scooping the poop of their dogs. So when you move into the apartments, you have to provide a DNA sample of your dog. And then if they find poop that hasn't been scooped, they send a sample to this testing lab and they match it up with the dog and bam, you're busted. And I have to tell you, I say, really? But, you know, that's really a problem. I did some consulting for an apartment complex downtown, and for an apartment complex downtown. And one of the biggest problems was, you know, and I had them because there was no grass around the apartment complex, was to put in a potty run for the dogs in the parking garage. You know, so we chain linked it off, brought in shavings and all of that, provided pooper scoopers and everything for the people that lived in the apartments to exercise their dogs. Well, the biggest problem was that people didn't scoop the poop in when their dogs went in, even though we provided pooper scoopers. And then somebody started ripping off the pooper scoopers, for heaven's sakes. And it was very, very frustrating. These people just would not be responsible. So I can see why apartment owners might go to this. Because, you know, if you've got dogs, folks, just get with the program and clean up after your dogs. Or this CSI DNA testing may come to your neighborhood.
Well, I'm glad to say in my neighborhood, you never see, there are a lot of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You never see a dog running free or running loose. They're always on a leash. And you never see the poop on the ground. Everybody picks up after their dog. And that is really rare, but it's so nice. It's one less obstacle in a daily walk. So shout out to Green Lake. Good job.
Hey. And I don't know if you've seen it on the computer, but apparently Gary called us.
I saw that.
But he hung up, so he must be busy.
Come on, Gary. What's the deal?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, so he checked in for 2 seconds. Well, we're already on the air, Gary. We sort of figured out everything, but and I'm sure he's not listening to us, so I won't chew him out. But anyway, we are invoking our Animal World policy, which is when you're not here, anything that happens during the show is your fault. So just so everybody knows, Mike is not responsible. I'm not responsible. Scotty's not responsible. If anything goes wrong today, it's Gary's fault.
But I'm making a list.
But you know what?
To hand off to Gary. So this is what everything that you messed up on, Here's the deal. So we need documentation.
Be a little careful, though, because Gary does have a fan club.
Really?
And the last time...
That's surprising.
The last time I sort of got after him for messing up the detail when he wasn't here, I heard from his fan club. So you were pretty hard on him.
Wow.
Poor Gary.
Wow. I'm impressed. I didn't realize that...
Hey, Gary's fan club, he didn't let anybody know about this until 10 o'clock last night. Poor Mike's had no sleep, and I didn't know at all. And then we tried to call him this morning to figure, because he didn't fill Mike in on how to find this, how to find that. Fortunately, we figured it out.
The list is growing.
Uh-huh. So anyway, Gary's in trouble, fan club or not.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean we don't love him.
No, of course not.
We love him.
We just like to give it to him when we can.
Absolutely.
And this is a golden opportunity.
You betcha. You betcha. Go Huskies.
That's right. Oh,
yeah.
Go Huskies. Get a little Husky theme music going here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, see, that you can really stick it to you telling we played Huskies. We should play Huskies as bumper music through the whole show, don't you think? Huskies fight song?
We can do that.
Woo! Let's do that.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, gosh, that would be really fun too.
We'll use the Husky theme when we come back from break, and that way we can talk about it.
But you know what? If you could figure out a way, something that we play regularly during the show, some music or something, like if you could like replace that and label it, still says the same thing, so he'll play it as usual,
but it would be the
Husky fight song.
But let's not tell him, okay?
Well, no, because he'll just fire it up next week.
We're talking to Gary's fan club right now. Mum's the word. We're going to have a little fun with Gary the next time. That is an excellent idea, and I will handle it later. Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. All right. Let's take care, in case Dr. Mike gets home from chauffeuring his kids, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Then we'll come back and finish up with the news. And there's really some really good news this week about animals, so we'll do that. And then hopefully Dr. Mike is home from chauffeuring, and we'll get Vet Sunday started. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Since 1935, Evinger's Dog and Cat Food Company has been the finest natural dog food company in the United States. For over 75 years, they have innovated products dedicated to wholesome nutrition free of harmful additives and preservatives. Premium quality cuts of USDA human-grade meat and poultry with market-fresh fruits and vegetables compose their revered recipes. No corn, wheat, or soy. No fillers or byproducts. No additives or preservatives. Nothing artificial. Just abundant, wholesome ingredients. Make it easy to say yes to Evinger's. Visit online for more information at evingersdogandcatfood.com.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what? If I'd done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones and Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, I got to tell you, folks, we need some help to support Jones and Company. They're a fabulous store. They've been with us for years. And they've had, on the downside, the big fabric store that's next to them in the strip mall where they are up in Marysville closed its doors. And so that stopped the majority of the foot traffic into this the shopping center they're at. And so we really need to beef up their business. So tell everyone you know to get up to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville. Find them on State Avenue. They're right up the street from Quilceta Veterinary Hospital. And so if you've been thinking about going to Jones & Company, make it a priority and tell them that you're an Animal World listener and you're there to support them. Jones & Company Pets on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Is your dog unable to jump into the car or onto your bed? Has your cat stopped grooming because it hurts to twist? Joint discomfort can take the fun out of life. Connectin is the first joint supplement scientifically proven to show better mobility within 15 days. Yep, 15 days. Connectin contains joint building blocks, plus 9 natural herbs to support joint health. Connectin is gentle and effective. Make sure your pet is living a vibrant, active life with Connectin. Ask for Connectin at your natural pet store.
Attention pet owners and pet lovers. America's Family Pet Expo is here, July 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Puyallup Fair and Event Center. It's the world's largest pet and product expo. Enjoy hundreds of animals, special activities for kids, pet adoptions, shows, and competitions. Plus, get special prices on pet products all weekend long. Bring the whole family to Pet Expo July 8th through 10th. For discount tickets, visit PetExpoWA.org now. That's PetExpoWA.org.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Go Huskies! Yeah, bow down to Washington, Gary.
Kind of has a nice little ring to it, don't you think? One of my favorite songs.
Me too. It's a good thing you're a Husky. If you were a Cougar, we wouldn't be able to do this. But of course, if you haven't figured out, hey folks, Martha Norwalk, thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And Gary flaked out on us. He's doing some sports. He's probably doing the Huskies somewhere. He does do, what he does, he does women's softball or something.
He does
Mariners.
UW men's baseball.
Yeah, UW men's baseball is what he does.
But he's probably doing the Mariners today, I suspect.
Probably the Mariners, yeah. Yeah, but you know, how does he bucks up and does UW baseball?
Well, I have a funny story, if we have time. I usually do the games. I'm usually here on the board for the games, and Gary tag teams with Steve Sandmeyer, who actually does play-by-play, and they were doing a Husky-Cougar game. This wasn't this year. It was last year, and the Cougars were playing out at Husky Ballpark.
Oh, I bet that was
real
something.
Close, great game. And, of course, Steve Sandmeyer's a Husky, Gary's a Coug, and, of course, they're very professional because they're calling the game, trying to be just totally unbiased. And it got to be the bottom of the ninth inning. Huskies were at bat. They were trailing by one, had a man in scoring position, two out, and a lazy fly ball to left field should have been caught for the third out, and it was dropped. The two runs scored, and the Huskies won. And Steve Sandmeyer, I can hear it to this day. He said, Gary, you got to admit it, they cooged it. And, sorry, Gary, I know you're going to hate me for this one, but I'm just reporting the facts. And that was a tough one because that was an in your face.
You can't.
I'm having problems with the phones again.
Oh, dear.
Yep. I can't get it to answer.
All right. Well, we'll take a look at that and see what's going on.
Because that might have been Dr. Mike. Hey, welcome to Reality Radio. All right, maybe we're not being nice enough to Gary, and he's wearing this. I tell you what, I will go ahead and do the news here. So Mike, you can go and you guys do your thing, and I'll do animals in the news. And where are we? Let's see. Interesting. This Tuesday, front page, Seattle Times. If you didn't see this, pull it up online, because very interesting. Odd visitors, a deep mystery. Creatures from far-off places are showing up in and near local waters, and no one knows what might come next. And then it shows all of these strange creatures that have showed up in the last few years. A beautiful sunfish, which is normally in warm and temperate waters. The long-beaked dolphins, which are just recently, and they're from Mexico and Southern California. Green sea turtles from tropical and subtropical water. A leopard shark from Mexico to Southern Oregon. A brown booby, which is a bear, which is a bird, from Mexico and the tropics. A Humboldt squid, mostly subtropical. The bride's whales, remember when they came in, and they're subtropical and tropical waters. And then a basking shark from, as usually, Chile, the Gulf of Alaska, and in Chile. And then a striped marlin. And a bottlenose dolphin and a northern fur seal. So it's a very interesting article surmising about why all these animals are showing up here. I'm going to save that for the Martha and Robin pile as well. And then if you all heard, somehow speaking of that, a penguin, a young emperor penguin, came ashore in New Zealand and is being treated at a zoo there because it mistook the sand for snow and started eating sand. Now they hope to be able to rehabilitate this penguin and release him back. And let's see, we've got Mike is back. Did we fix the problem yet? Or, well, we'll find out. The phone's ringing.
Actually, it looks like we've got a flaky connector to the phone in the auxiliary studio, but nothing that a little spit and duct tape can't fix up. I think we're okay.
All right, good. All right, well, that sounds good, because then we are down. I finished all the news except for the best good news about animals, and Mike ought to be ready for this in just a moment, but he was out of the room, so we'll give him credit for that. Anytime you're ready, it's time for the best good news about animals. There we go. Woohoo! Woohoo! All right, and don't it feel good? Ooh! I'm looking over my shoulder. It rained at my house this morning. A little blue sky, and it looks like it's getting nicer, and it's supposed to be nicer by tomorrow. All right, first good news. This is interesting. Birds thought extinct returned to rainforest after deforestation. And so many of the bird species in the Amazon rainforest that previously were isolated and thought to be extinct in the quarter century following deforestation have reappeared in the same areas. So that's really neat. Very good. So I'll put that in the same pile as well. Another good news, the Seattle's police horse unit is to remain mounted. In most cities around the country where they have mounted police, that's, you know, police riding horses, we've got them down in Pioneer Square area, they have been defunded, and so they've gone defunct. But thanks to some local businesses in the area, they've made a donation, and the local mounted police will be riding for at least the next 3 years. So that's good. All right, what else have we got in the good news? Oh, this is just, pull this up. If you don't get the Seattle Times, this was Northwest Sunday edition last Sunday, and it's a feature documenting the saga of an eight-armed mother. And this is a local diver, Lauren Evans, observed a female octopus over a 10-month period capturing the creature's poignant cycle of reproduction, ending in the mother's death. Anyway, this article describes all of this. There's some cool photographs. Really, really neat. So if you didn't read that, please do. And then the winner of the best good news about animals will give to the spotting the first documented photos of a wild grizzly bear in our state, in the North Cascades. And so they were, the photograph was in the Seattle Times this week, so go there, search grizzly, you'll see the photograph, and delighted to say that they think there may be about 10 of them back in our state, but they haven't been able to prove it. Now they have one photographed. So how cool is that? All right. I believe that his chauffeuring duties have been taken care of. And so back in the saddle again. It's been a while since we've done Vet Sunday with Dr. Mike Saluski. Good morning, Dr. Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing reality radio here. A few glitches going on. I think we had you on the phone and lost you for a minute, or we couldn't answer or something. We got a bad connection in there, but we've duct taped it back together. We're good. So how are you? Did you get your kids off to wherever they were going?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. We had a little bit of our own glitches this morning, but back on track.
All right. Well, for anybody that doesn't know, Dr. Mike Saluski for a number of years. You were my neighbor for very long and for quite a long time. And
oh, yeah.
And I think I discovered you shortly after you had moved out to this area.
Yeah, probably so. It was back in 92, so it certainly was right around that time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I moved out to my farm in 1990, and I had another horse vet for a while, maybe a year or two, and then I heard about you, and you were my horse vet and the chiropractor and acupuncturist for all my Wafodis and dogs and cats. From then on, until I moved out of the area to take care of my dad, and then at some point you moved down to the Willamette Valley in Oregon.
Yeah,
and
has
it been a year now that you've been down there?
Yeah, you bet.
And you have a private practice down in that area. You also come up to the Sumner area a couple times a month, right?
Monday, yes, at Sumner Vet. I work on patients there.
And so your practice now down in Oregon is Hindsight Veterinary Care, is that right?
Yep.
So we expect you to have 20/20 vision all the time now.
That's right. Nothing like high expectations to live up to, right?
Right, right. Now, I'd say you specialize in Chinese medicine and herbs, acupuncture and chiropractic, do a lot of sports medicine for horses and dogs. Does that kind of cover, is that correct, or would you describe yourself differently?
No, that's a really good description of what I do, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you could join us today. And before we go into any more cases and open the phone lines, which we are going to do, folks, in the next hour, and we hope to hear from you with your animal medical care questions. Oh, and by the way, I got to tell you, the reason we had put out a plea Dr. Mike, you will appreciate this, because Gary at the last minute last night got called off, I think, to do the Mariners game today.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not here, and Mike is in his place, who had to come in and fill in the last minute, and he's had no sleep and all of that. Dr. Mike has been involved in this husky cougar battle before.
All right. Well, that's nice to hear. We got a movement.
Because
here.
Dr. Mike, we are all over it today. And you know what you said? The little story you told when the guy on the air told Gary
the baseball story.
Yeah, the baseball story. Dr. Mike, you'll appreciate this, because Gary was calling the game with Rick Sandmeyer.
Steve Sandmeyer.
And Steve's a husky and Gary's a coug, and it came down to the last second of the game, and the cougar outfielder dropped a ball and the Huskies won.
Correct. Bottom of the ninth.
And what Steve Sandmeyer said to Gary?
He said to Gary, "Gary, they absolutely couged it. Wouldn't you agree?"
And see, the last...
Followed by a moment of silence.
Dr. Mike was part of this cougar husky thing on the air sometime last year, I think. And Dr. Mike said, you're the one that told me to tell Gary about they cooged it. Right? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
So anyway, we're all over that today, and we've been playing husky music just to bug Gary. So, well, I knew you'd appreciate that, so I had to fill you in. All right, now before we close out this hour and open up phone lines and start talking more veterinary stuff, it is the 3rd of July, and at 10 o'clock when we go to break, we're going to play my 4th of July loud animals, loud noises, fear of loud noises, fireworks tip for all of you. And I've been playing it all month, so you have time to teach your jolly routines and be prepared to help your animals get through all the fireworks on the 4th of July more easily. And I want to say that even if you haven't practiced jolly routines and so forth, listen to the tip and do it anyway, because your attitude makes a lot of difference to the animals. But I also was waiting for Dr. Mike to join us, because Mary Getton, who is a wonderful animal communicator from our area here, she's the one that wrote the book that I refer to often, which is Communicating with Orcas, the Whale's Perspective. And she's been on the show before, and she's just really wonderful. Anyway, she sent out an email this week about what you can do to prepare. And so some of this requires a little forethought, and you may not have time, but I want to read it to you. And Dr. Mike, I wanted you to hear it so that you could let us know if what she's saying are reasonable things to do. And of course, if you had anything to add. So let me just tell you what Mary Getton says, what you can do to prepare. One, use an emergency remedy to calm your animal. Rescue remedy, a Bach flower essence, is a non-toxic liquid that works gently on the energy system to relieve stress and anxiety. This is readily available in health food stores and many pet stores. Put 4 drops into the animal's water dish and stir vigorously. Start right away and continue using it through July 5th. You can use it too, meaning humans can also take this. There is also a natural homeopathic remedy called Anxiety Relief by Homeopet that will work in the same way. Many pet supply stores carry this product. Now, are you okay with people using either Bach flower remedy or anxiety relief, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I recommend the rescue remedy quite often. I think the Bach flower remedies do a really good job.
Excellent. All right. She says, number two, I'd really like to know what you think about this. Another human supplement now used with dogs is melatonin. It should be used for several consecutive days and can calm the nerves and reduce anxiety. The Whole Dog Journal recommends that large dogs take about 3 milligrams daily, and dogs less than 30 pounds about 1.5 milligrams. You should check with your vet for accurate dosing for your dog. What about, do you know anything about giving melatonin?
I've used it more for restlessness at night, especially older dogs that tend to wander around at night.
And isn't that what humans take it for, is to sleep better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it does, you know, calm things down quite a bit. When you've got a big fear issue, anxiety issue, sometimes it's not quite strong enough. But I think Mary's right on in that if you start a few days ahead of time, you can kind of keep them mellow going into the anxiety-producing time, which may lessen it. But especially if you do that and then you can, you know, combine that with some Bach flower remedies on the 4th. If you sort of pre-medded them with the melatonin, it can do all right.
All right. Okay. Now, number three, she says herbal tinctures of valerian, skullcap, or kava-kava can also be helpful. Always check first with your veterinarian for exact doses and usage. So what do you think about those, Dr. Mike?
All of those, too. You know, I use some Chinese formulas that they usually don't have, you know, necessarily those ingredients in them, but there are herbal remedies. There are lots of good herbs out there that can help with anxiety. And, you know, I think that when you're talking about levels of how powerful they are, the herbal tinctures of that group that we've talked about are probably the most powerful, because you're going to have a bit more of a pharmacologic effect, a true sedation, a true anti-anxiety, like the valerian root.
Hmm.
Very good for that. You know, and so you can't.